Good morning, everyone.
I'm so happy to see you guys here this morning. So today, we are going on a journey. And, okay, this morning, who knows what the fruit of the Spirit is? Is anyone? Well, this is the journey we're going on this morning. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Do you all know what these things mean? Probably not. So we're going to go on a journey with the story of Joseph and his brothers and what happened with this. And we're going to see where we find these things in Joseph, in how he acted, in how he treated his brothers, and the way he dealt with everything in his life. Okay? So we all know what love is, right? We know what joy is, right? What about peace? Okay, what about long-suffering? Not really. Long-suffering, you know when somebody is doing something to you and you just decide that, you know, I'm going to do something back. Well, that's not long-suffering. Long-suffering is when somebody is maybe speaking bad to us, they're being mean or unkind, but we suffer long because we're kind to them anyway. This is what long-suffering means. That we don't get tired of doing good even when people are doing bad to us, right? Long-suffering, that's what that is. So we know what gentleness is, right? We're gentle to each other. We don't speak roughly and harshly and all kinds of things. So we're going to go on a journey. Joseph. Everyone know this story about Joseph? Okay. So when we're going on this journey, when I'm telling you the story about Joseph, I want you to tell me where do you see, what fruit of the Spirit you see in Joseph at that certain time. Can you do that? Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, Joseph, as we know, he was the second to the youngest, because the youngest was Benjamin, and his father loved him very much. He loved him so much that he gave him a coat of many colors. And his brothers were jealous of that coat of many colors. But Joseph didn't mind. He loved his brothers anyway. Where are we seeing the fruit of the Spirit there? He loved his brothers, even though they were not so loving to him. Okay, so this happens, and now there comes a time that his father sends him to go see what his brothers are doing and to bring food to them, because they would go out to feed the sheep and everything. So he sends Joseph. Joseph goes happily. He knows he's going to see his brothers. Even though they may not like him so much, he loves them. So he doesn't care. So he goes. And he's journeying. He finds that his brothers are not where they're supposed to be, but he doesn't give up. He keeps going and he meets his brothers. But when they see him, they say in their heart, oh, we don't like him. We don't want him to be here. And so they're plotting what they should do with Joseph. And do you know what they did? They took his coat of many colors and they dunked it in blood and they threw Joseph in this big hole that he couldn't come out of. But Joseph kept his calm, which was actually a well. And so they put him down there. Joseph was still patient and everything. He may have said, brothers, think about what you're doing. You know, you know, God doesn't want us to be mean with each other, because the fruit of the Spirit comes from God. He's the one who gives us the fruit so we can know how to do things. And we should ask him for these fruits, because when we have these fruits, we will be like Joseph was, or like Jesus was even more. So he's in this, and they decide they're going to sell him to be a slave. Even worse. So they do. They sell Joseph. And on the way there, guess what Joseph is thinking about? The Bible says that he remembers the God of his father. And he says he's going to be faithful to the God of his father. He knows that God wants him to not hate his brothers, to not be angry at them. And neither, so he is faithful, and he gets to this country, and he gets sold as a slave. And during that time when he's a slave, that he's accused of something that he did not do. And he had to go to jail for years. But he didn't complain. He kept being faithful to God. And you know, he went to jail because he was innocent. Because he refused to do something wrong that was asked of him. Do you think that's the fruit of the Spirit? Do you think that long-suffering come in there? Because he said, you know what, even though they're telling me to do something that is wrong, I won't do it. I will do what's right, even if I have to go to jail. So even when we're in trouble, we cannot just decide, you know what, I'm going to get in trouble if I don't, you know, I got to put this fruit of the Spirit on the side and do what is going to keep me safe. Is that what we're supposed to do? No, always, no matter what the situation, we're supposed to keep God's commandments, do what he wants us to do, no matter what is happening in our lives. He had to go to jail. And while he was there, there were these two men that came and asked him to tell them what their dream meant. And one of them ended up dying. But the other one went back to his job, which was with the king. And Joseph said, remember me when you go back to your place. But guess what? The man did not remember Joseph. He spent years in there, and the man didn't remember until the king had a dream. But you know, while Joseph was in prison, he was kind to others. In fact, they saw his character of such an upright man and a good man, and they saw the fruit of the Spirit in him, that they gave him positions of authority, even in prison. And so, see, God blesses us in different ways. We might say, well, he was in prison, but God protected him. God was with him. So when we're faithful to God, what he doesn't save us from the storm, but he keeps us through the storm. We got to remember this one, because it's very important that we don't think that, oh, if God was with us, we wouldn't go through this. No, we will still go through it, but he will be with us, just like he was with Joseph. So he stayed in there, and they finally remembered Joseph. Now the time came, he came out. Because the king saw how Joseph was and faithful to God, the king gave him a position that he should save food because there would be a famine. And his brothers had to come to him, and Joseph did not hate them. Do you think you would hate your brothers if they did something like that to you? Well, he did not hate his brothers. But he did test them to see if they had changed their ways. And they had. They were very sorry of the things that they had done to Joseph. And they had changed their ways. But we got to remember, just like Joseph, no matter what happens, no matter if our brother hates us, no matter if somebody is accusing us of something, somebody doesn't like us, somebody is treating us bad, we are still to have love, joy, peace, be long-suffering, have goodness, have gentleness, faith in God, and meekness, and also be temperate in all things. So let us this morning remember, as we pray, when you go home, when at night, remember to ask God to give you the fruit of the Spirit so that you can have all these things to deal with, the things that are going to be happening at school, at work, even at home. I mean, you don't work, but you know what I mean. Okay, who wants to pray?
Let's have a Jesus name, amen.